one more big hand for Randall. He's always a pleasure to listen to. And now we're going to bring up Faith Senyi and Dan Senyi. Stan was playing at the beginning of the night, and Dan has been a great help assisting with the sound tonight, so he deserves a special hand for that. But Dan and Faith together are a very active part of the folk and spoken word community. They have an open mic in Bolton the third Tuesday of each month, and they each play more than one instrument. And I think, Faith, are you going to be playing my bass? If you can sort of squeeze it out of all the stuff there. It should be in tune, she says, hopefully. They both write songs, and they have a CD, and they're just coming out also with a live CD. And they will be doing an opener at the Acoustic Cafe open mic in Groton this Friday night. And that's a wonderful happening open mic run by Gail Picard. And there are many wonderful open mics in the area, many on every single night. So if you're in the mood to go to one, there are plenty to find, and we're happy when you come to ours. So as soon as they're ready, they will do a couple of tunes for you. And then we'll be bringing up Dan Margarita and then finally Ben Blum. I do want to mention, although I think most of you know it, that Ira Grauman records both audio and video here. So you can talk to him about it. I can tell you how to get to listen to the audio if you want, or he can, and he can tell you more about the video. So is the bass, yeah, the bass amp is up. Okay. Faith also has a beautiful acoustic bass, which she sometimes brings out. And my bass is very happy to get her attention when she wants to use it.
Ellen has a very fine bass that I'd love to play.
Right. Can you see that okay?
I think so.
All right. Cold glow of whispering moonlight splatted softly on the snow. Shadows in the twilight, spirits dancing to and fro. Trees slumber in patient stillness, awaiting winter's end. Standing guard in bitter darkness till the seasons change again. Mother Nature watches over the forest dwellers and the trees as she fills the fields with clover and sings the songs upon the breeze.
Creature of the darkness, riding from the dawn, leaving footprints in the stillness as they settle down to yawn. And the sun returns last, but once more, being in the past to replenish winter stores.
Mother Nature watches over the forest dwellers and the trees as she fills the field with clover and sings the songs upon the breeze. And so the warmth of summer returns to this fair land, birds and beasts in endless number, renewing forest wide and grand.
Yet all too soon leaves turn blown, cold winds start to blow, trees now bare but standing bold in winter moon's cold glow.
Mother Nature watches over the forest dwellers and the trees as she fills the fields with clover and sings the songs upon the grave. Songs upon the breeze.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Lay that down and grab that. So that was actually, as I was singing that, I realized that I wouldn't have written that if it weren't for Dan. That was an adjective noun pair, Cold Glow, from a songwriting thing at Amazing Things a few years back. Faith got a great song and a great spoken word out of that. Thank you.
All right.
So this one, while she gets herself organized, I'll explain. My cousin Allison is the same age as me. She's actually my dad's first cousin. Her father was my grandfather's youngest brother with a big age difference. When I was a kid, my parents didn't get along all that well, and there was a lot of unpleasantness. And I was very lucky that I got to spend a lot of time with my cousin Allison and my other cousins skiing in Vermont. And I would take a train from here up to Connecticut. They'd pick me up on their way from the house to Okemo in Ludlow, Vermont. And so my childhood was spent skiing there. And this is a story about my cousin who took the rides and sang them as loud as they would echo fountains.
A merry, oh, sweet sound echoing over frozen ground. High above the frosted trees, a rousing horn of bobbagee. Skiing day until night, under cool and wintry light, a party at the close of day, with ice cream and banana flame. Life was simple when we skied. Lift rides filled with honey. Mountain air lots of honey. You still dream of Okemo. You've since been round the world, but I remember the little girl who strengthened the bonds of family and never failed to inspire me. We're the same age, a generation apart. You've always been close to my heart. And though you live far away, you're in my thoughts every day.
So if any of you are friends with Dan Reed on Facebook, you'll see the pregnant.